620 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Japan's stock market plunged on heavy trading Monday, triggered by concerns that the American economy may be in worse shape than most analysts believed. The global sell-off began Friday when a government report showed that many fewer jobs were created in July in the U.S. than expected. Japan's Nikkei index had its worst day since 1987. In Savannah, Georgia, people were filling sandbags as a Category 1 hurricane heads for land. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Savannah.
The city manager told me that the city can handle about 2 inches per hour, but depending on how quickly those 30 inches over 3 days falls, it could have catastrophic consequences for certain neighborhoods. The mayor said that this is the first time that they've given out sandbags as the city. And that's how seriously they're heeding some of the warnings that they're seeing.
Forecasters say the storm could drop historic amounts of rain over the region. Wildfires continue to threaten homes and businesses in the West. CBS's Elise Preston heard from quarry fire evacuee Ali Boyk in Colorado.
This is only one of 85 large wildfires burning in the U.S.
And it was really hard to think that I might not see my home again.
For many, the true scale of the devastation remains unknown. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
We're likely to learn soon who presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris's running mate will be.
CBS News has confirmed Harris' scheduled meeting Sunday with some of the top candidates for the VP position, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Harris is expected to name her running mate by Tuesday ahead of a 7-state battleground tour. Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
Israel is preparing for a possible attack from Iran. CBS's Deborah Patta spoke to former Israeli diplomat Alon Pincus about the repercussions from the presumed Israeli killing of a top Hamas leader.
Pincus believes the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh may have been justified, but it was not smart.
The location in Tehran was meant deliberately to elicit provocation and escalation.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has unveiled F-16 fighter jets.
These jets are in our sky, and officially today you see them, and it's good that they came and we can use them.
He says they'll strengthen the country's defenses against the Russian invaders. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Axe Inc. on Civic Media. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Terry Barr is live at the Sugar Maple Festival down at Lake Farm Park. We'll check in with her shortly. And lots of other stuff. Level Down, we got an interview with them this hour as well. Let's kick this hour off with a Madison classic band. Unfortunately, they called it quits. No more Seven Seasons Deep. We wish the guys well. We love your music. It will live on forever. This song is called Water's Edge. Seven Seasons Deep on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
The lava flow. mortal course and let it go. And as water chokes another soul, escape its mortal course and let it go.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, a double dip of Seven Seasons Deep. That was deep. Water's Edge before that. Rocker, that was disappointing news about a month ago or so when Seven Seasons Deep made the post that we're breaking up and see you later. Goodbye.
Yep. Thank goodness they left us some great recordings, Jimmy, and then we can keep playing them right here on Max Inc. Radio. Keep it alive.
Sean Anthony Brown was so fun to watch on stage.
A lot of history here in Madison, that's for sure.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, original local music until midnight tonight. Got the Lair coming up, Rocker. You're just sound checking here, and that's coming up at 9 o'clock.
We have Chad Anderson, and he is here in the studio. It sounds really good, Jimmy. We're done with sound check, so we're just kind of waiting. We still have Level Down. We're going to be talking to the guys in the band about what's going on with them lately, and get one more check-in from Terry Barr.
Nope, her battery died.
Oh, yep. Well.
The bluegrass killed Terry Barr's battery. So,
wow.
But the Sugar Maple Festival is happening right now. Lake Farm Park, that's on the south side of Madison, just south of Madison, actually, south of Monona. Camp there. Let's go camping, Rocker. Let's put the station on autopilot. Let's grab Chad and go down to Sugar Maple.
I'm going up to Door County on the 24th, Jimmy, but it's going to be camping in Airbnb, I think.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Kind of camping.
Yeah. There's air conditioning, right?
Right. There's air conditioning and, restaurants 20 minutes every direction.
We got Level Down in the studio. We're going to have a chat with them. They got some brand new music, Rockers. Super excited about that. What else is going on? Oh, the festivals, Rocker. There's so many coming up. Where's your festival mind after Atwood Fest?
Well, I'm thinking, there's the rest of the festies are coming up, right? Orton Park. Festivals coming up later in August and Willie Street Fair in September. And I'm also thinking about the sessions at McPike Park. They're coming up August 8th through August 11th.
Yeah.
Here in Madison, that is between East Wash and Willie Street. It used to be called Central Park, if you remember that, Jimmy. And the 8th, they start out with the Miracle of Macumba. And these are some crazy Afro pop from Zimbabwe, right? They're bringing them in. And they're a really fun band. You got to really check them out. They're up on YouTube, Macumba. And Macumba is also going to be playing August 7th with VO5 at the Crystal Corner. They're coming in from Africa, so they're kind of trying to raise a little funding to help out the band. Also, Kiki's Sixth Righteous Session, that's going to be on the 9th at the Sessions at McPike Park. And the 10th is the Blue Moon Session. That has Bernard Allison.
That's the one I'm looking at right there.
And the 11th, El Mundo Profundo Session with a City Waco from France and Chile. And Bob Queen brings those unique bands in for McPike Park. That's August 8th through the 11th. And then, of course, Jimmy, Shanks Corners Block Party. That's right, right there at Atwood Fest, the same corner, Atwood and Winnebago here in Madison, August 16th through the 17th. And that's a DIY street fest. It's really, very intimate. Friday, August 16th, Jimmy, Compact Deluxe is playing. That has Kayla Cush, DJ Kayla Cush on vocals.
That's awesome. Shanks Corners Party, you're right. It is a classic DIY festival. I remember the first year. It was like the weekend. Yeah, it was the weekend after Atwood Fest, and it was just this really cool little show in the parking lot of Tex Tubbs parking lot.
Yeah, right.
And it's growing into kind of a bigger festival now. It's really cool.
2 days, and I really like the Sunday show. They have the Family Business, Chicken Wire Empire, and another one, which is a Grateful Dead tribute. Which sounds like a really fitting way to end the Sunday night there.
And that same weekend, of course, is Eakin Park Festival as well. That's a pretty cool lineup. I want to go see Pink Halo there. They would be fun. Of course, Nestor Cat and Hurricane there, and the Periodicals as well.
The Periodicals.
They're good.
Great band. Yeah. Love them.
Also happening, I believe, it's this weekend. Mile of Music is happening right now.
Up in Appleton. That's correct.
And I believe there's a... Isn't there like a country festival or something like that in Wausau area or Stevens Point this weekend as well?
Boy, this is festival season.
It really is.
We are in Wisconsin. There are so many. We just are giving you a few.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Tell us what festival you're going to or you're excited about. We'd love to hear from you. Music-wise, we've got some Nate Gibson coming up. We'll do some Level Down right now. These guys put on a heck of a show at Atwood Fest Rocker. Here's their brand new song from Automatic Lover. Sick Love.
Yeah.
Smacks Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
That you adore me, reassure me that for you I must say my God. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cuál demente sin de tu vuelo soy tu cielo, soy tu sol. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir, sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y se repite cual de mentes inconscientes, ¿dónde va a parar? Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me.
Tanto, que lloras por mi tanto, que lloras también por mi tanto.
flows.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Eddie Eight Dynamite there and All About That Girl. Love that song. Lake Street Dive before that. Better Not Tell You. They're from the Minneapolis area, Rocker. And I played them for the sole purpose because I'm
for the first time in my life, I believe, I am going to the Twin Cities for a little mini getaway with Mrs. K.
That's going to be fun.
I can't. First of all, I'm blown
you're going
away.
To St. Paul, though, right?
Yes, we're taking the Amtrak from Portage, get on the Amtrak Borealis, taking the train. We're going to have a couple cocktails on the way up there. We're going to St. Paul, staying in downtown St. Paul.
Wow, that's such a fun city. I really like it up there, and I think it's so neat when you're traveling between Minneapolis and St. Paul, and it's like. Both cities have skyscrapers, and they're, like, so close together.
You know, in my research...
Doesn't happen in Wisconsin, you know?
Right. One important thing about when you go to the Twin Cities is actually two cities, and good-sized cities as well. And, there, you know, of course, there's a little bit of space between them, but
right.
The people, they don't really like the Twin City thing. I mean, they like, I'm from St. Paul or I'm from Minneapolis. You know, they like that identity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As Scotties, we're just like laughing, right. Like, wow, two cities with skyscrapers. So, but, you know, Minneapolis,
yeah.
I mean, the music scene there is amazing. There are so many talented artists there, great bands. Bernard Allison, he's from Minneapolis.
Prince is from there.
Prince is from there.
Didn't Dylan do, he went to University of Minnesota, didn't he?
He was, yeah, he was
He was really from Duluth.
Yeah, Duluth, that's right.
And then he went to school and basically started his music career in Minneapolis.
Yeah, yep.
All and, along the Watchtower.
You know, I was talking about Clyde Stubblefield before and Prince.
Right.
Right. And you know that when Clyde got sick, Prince had actually paid for some of his hospital bills, about $80,000 worth of hospital bills, anonymously.
That's right.
And, you know, nobody really found out about that till much later on, until actually after Prince had passed away.
Yeah.
But the Funky JBs, who play the music of Clyde Stubblefield and keep that alive, they started playing this amazing version at Atwood Fest, this amazing version of Purple Rain, instrumental.
Wow.
Right. And they did it as a tribute to Prince, who had helped out Clyde Stubblefield. And
on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, by the way.
Absolutely amazing. So it was pretty cool. You know, what are you going to do when the beer runs out, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Going to go get some more.
Going to get some more. America's Scarecrows. They're a band we play here on Max Inc. Radio. They're from Minneapolis, aren't they? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I can't confirm or deny that, Jimmy.
I hate it when that brain like that happens like that. Anyway.
I'm not going to try.
So I'm really looking forward to this trip. I can't believe I've never been to St. Paul, Minneapolis proper.
On a train, right?
Yeah, we're taking the Amtrak, yep. So, you know, we're basically going to stay confined to downtown St. Paul. Though we're going to take the public transportation over to that conservatory zoo they got up there. Yeah, that's in Minneapolis proper, I guess.
Do you have a sleeper car, or are
no,
you just,
no.
Just gonna ride at the bar chair the whole way?
You know, we'll we'll board the train, we'll sit in our coach seats, we'll get our tickets, and then we'll head right to the bar car.
Nice.
We'll have a couple cans of beer or a cocktail while we're rolling up the rails.
They don't have a bar in every car?
No.
This is a Wisconsin train.
There's a car specifically for going to the bar. You know. And you can get a cheeseburger or some cheese curds, I think. They're prepackaged, so they don't have a fryer on there, dude. You don't want a fryer on a train.
No? No. I was thinking it would be pretty cool. They have them on planes, don't they?
No, they don't. I mean, would you want to be the guy working the fryer on a train or an airplane rocker?
A little turbulence.
How about a ship out on the ocean?
Oh, boy.
In 20-foot waves. Where did that fryer... How are those fries doing, Rocker? Can I get an order with no salt, please?
Air fryers, Jimmy. Air fryers.
Now, there you go. That's safe. You can do that. I don't know what they got in the kitchen. But their food is pretty good. And it's just it's just so fun getting on the train and having beer. And, you know, the best part about it, I don't really like driving on the highway that much. So you just kick back. You know, it takes the same amount of time.
Can you take the train other places in Wisconsin?
As long as there's railroad tracks. No, they need to. Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee. I mean, it's Chicago, Milwaukee.
What about Green Bay?
Not yet. But
not
they're,
yet.
They're working on that. The state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers and Amtrak and the federal government, of course, they're working on trying to expand the Hiawatha service from Milwaukee up to Green Bay.
Then you could take a train to see a Packer game, Jimmy.
Well, there's rumor that they might put a temporary train in from Chicago up to Green Bay for the NFL draft next year.
Oh, no. We need a wall between us and them. No Bears fans up in Green Bay. No.
Well, I mean, they're gonna need more hotels and a way to get those people to the draft, you know?
We got to keep out those people from the Vikings, too.
We need to go to the draft. We need to do Saturday night in Green Bay for the draft, dude.
That'd be fun.
You could draft your fantasy football team right there.
Wow.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a little early, though.
It would be all right. You can make changes along the
draft
way.
Draft is the 31st of August, Jimmy.
We got Level Down in the studio. We're going to have a chat with them. They got brand new music. We're going to hear it. It's Max Inc. Saturday night.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, we have Level Down coming up here in the studio in a couple of minutes, but right now let's hear some brand new music from them. This song is called Little Deaths. It's Level Down on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Brand new music there from Level Down, Little Death. That's pretty cool. And in studio with us right now is Dan Myers from Level Down. Dan, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hola.
Great to see you again. And Jay is supposed to be with us on the phone, but he didn't answer his phone. So, Jay, if you're listening, call me right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
We'll have to dock him like 50 cents or something like that.
50 cents. How you doing, Dan? It's great to see you. What? Let's go back in history a little bit. Let's start out with kind of the history of Level Down, the band here in Madison. Because you guys go back quite a far away.
Yeah. Next year will be 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. We got together in 2000. It turned out that a guy I worked with knew Jay and John, and we're starting a band. And then there was the four of us for a while, and then we kept changing bass players, kind of like Spinal Tap changes drummers.
Right. They're still with us, though, right?
Spinal
still
Tap
alive. No, your bass player.
Oh yeah, actually, it's our drummer turned 50 the other day, and I got to see our original bass player for the first time in a long time.
So wow,
it's nice little catch up there. But you know, we've kind of transitioned musically as we went through other players and got different energies from them, and as we would, you know, write and go along, we took a number of breaks, and then in, what is it, about 2014, I was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis. And that kind of put a big
stop sign on
everything. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I was telling Rocker before the show, when we recorded this, and we've done almost all of our recording exclusively out with Paul Schluter at Megatone. And a little...
Wise choice.
Yeah. Well, it's Schluter, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you gonna do?
That's right.
Because of the MS, we would only book 2-hour sessions. And I could only sing a couple lines at a time before it's like, okay, I need a breath.
Yeah.
Hold on. And that's, but we were determined to get through it. You know, we just didn't want to leave anything on the table. So, you know, that was just kind of the process we went through. But, you know, over 25 years, you become family with these people.
How are you doing, obviously, with the MS? I'm sure you have good days, you have bad days, but,
yeah,
you know, how is the coping process going for you?
Well, you know, I always tell people, like, when I get asked something like that, it's kind of like the devil shows up at your front door. So all you can do is invite him in and offer him a drink, maybe hug him like a brother, you know? I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, you're going to...
That's an incredibly positive attitude to have about it. I mean, to have, you know... Have a drink.
Yeah. With the devil.
Well, one of the songs we're playing tonight is Devil in My Rearview, but that's, but I'm pumped.
We just heard the song Little Deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that song.
So, you know, Jay writes all the music for the most part. You know, a lot of times when we were in the process of writing, we would sit around and I would kind of start to hum something through. And I got the idea for Little Deaths being, you know, so many times in life, whether it's family or something, there are things that happen that are not good. And you have no choice but to deal with them. And you die a little. You have these little deaths that come across when, you know, dad's drunk again. Great, and he showed up to my play. What do you know? There are a number of things that occur, especially with, you know, dysfunctional family. So it reminded me a lot of my youth and you know, kind of figuring out how to evolve and get past the little deaths as life goes on. You know, it's just coming into your own.
Now, you mentioned a play, and you were telling me that you're a playwright.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of plays do you write? Have you written any with plays that featured local musicians?
Actually, I did. I wrote a musical with Megan Rose a number of years.
She's a rock star.
2017, I believe, was Alice. It was at the Bartel. But, again, another thing that kind of fell off the you know, hit the stop sign when everything hit it with MS. I no longer can do theater and all of that. But I wrote 5 full-length plays.
What was your favorite?
Play called Bar Games.
Bar Games.
I love it already.
It's what happened when a killer walks into a bar. I know it sounds like a joke, but
sounds like a great play to me.
Yep. Give me another drink, please.
Serial. what was great about it is I set the whole stage up like an actual bar. It looked like a corner tap growing up in Milwaukee you'd walk into.
Sure.
So, and then everyone died.
Oh my gosh.
But you know, and I always used a lot of, like, I actually even had Megan do a version of Amazing Grace at one of the shows. And when we were playing at Broom Street for one of them, we would have local musicians come in and play pre-show. Because of being a musician and because of Level Down, and we even took a stab at it ourselves, this is before I had gotten sick, you know, we would always really kind of pump the Madison scene, and we would bring in other bands to do that.
That's outstanding. Dan Myers in the studio with us here. Level Down, the new album is not out yet. We got a couple of singles, all right?
Well, yeah.
And tell us about the new album. What's it called?
It is called Between Hell and Hope.
Okay.
Maybe I'm taking a little bit from life.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because it's really easy to get sucked down into that level of depression. You know, you're like, hi, you're going to die slowly and painfully. Good luck with that. You know, that's so you find ways to adapt to that, you know, to get your brother the devil a drink and, you know. And
maybe learn to sew.
Did that. Been there. Got the T-shirt.
So when is the new album going to be? What's the plan to get it out to the people? Do you have a release show planned?
So we're still working on that. Unfortunately, because of Paul's opening of the new Megatone studio.
Oh, yes. Down in Mount Horeb.
Yep. We were, I want to say I might have been the last vocal, you know, in that building, which is, it was really kind of surreal. I mean, I've been recording in that building for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, it's no longer Sleepless Nights.
Right.
It's no longer Megatone. It's
the basement of is it still the Guitar Store upstairs?
No. That's gone too, right? Yeah, no, that's gone too. It's a fitness equipment store. So it's, yeah. So, I mean, at least the liquor store 2 doors down is still intact. Thank God.
Yeah.
But,
how many hours did you think you spent recording in Megatone?
Oh, God. 200 over the years?
Amazing.
I know I dropped 20 years worth of Maximum Music magazines down there.
Yeah. All of our music, all of the Level Down stuff is in there. And then actually in my previous bands, this is going back. Do you remember Hard Knocks Records?
Oh, yes.
Yep, Mark.
Yes.
Yep. Our early stuff when I was in the band Cyanide Ester was mixed and put out through Sleepless Nights. So,
John Machnick.
Yep. Working with John. So, I mean, it was just really kind of sad that this epic piece of Madison music history is gone. But they've got a great facility out now. And so we're just kind of waiting for Paul to get settled so he can finish mixing everything and then we can get everything mastered. But at this point, everything's recorded.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Jay came up and did a almost a 40-hour straight session recording all of the bass parts and all of the guitar parts.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he was only here for like a couple days. So, I mean, that was...
Get it all in.
Yeah, they were working like 8-12-hour days for 4 days, I want to say. I remember Jay came over to the house shortly after, you know, finishing that. And I was going to show him one of the guitars. And he's like, look, dude, I don't even want to see a guitar right now. All right, just give me a drink. All right, we're good.
Well, Dan, I want to congratulate you on this album. I know it means a lot to you. You all have been working very hard on it. Congratulations. We're looking forward to the official release, but we got a couple of singles here in the meantime to keep us busy. The first song we heard, of course, Little Death was pretty cool. We're going to play Devil in My Rear View. You kind of alluded to this earlier. Tell us about this song.
Devil in My Rearview is a set of, I mean, it was lyrics that I'd had around for a long, long time from other bands, and I never got to use it. And so,
go ahead.
When we put this together, it was just something that I, you know, I remember first hearing this lick, and it was just, I'm a motorcycle guy, you know, I'm a biker, right. And I like writing music to stuff I'm going to twist that throttle back to. And this is
this is one of those songs for sure. It's brand new. Level Down, Devil in My Rear View. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Drink the drink.
But I don't want the drink.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new punk rock and roll from Madison. The Brash Menagerie there, Drinking with Strangers. Hey, we got Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group coming up in just a couple of minutes. Chad Anderson is here. Right now, Pink Halo.
Hey, we're getting closer now. Running in tandem with each other till we reach the top. Stay a little longer now. I swear your energy is simply divine. You caught me by surprise, sitting on cloud nine. Baby, we could go anywhere. I don't care, take me there.
Got me on a high.
Oh,
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about how candy and beer helped me get good at money. I am not even kidding with this one. You may have heard me talk about having a money meeting with yourself. That's what I started doing when I turned my money life around, and it is still how I keep my life on track today. But back when I was starting out, I needed some motivation to show up to those meetings with myself. So I let myself have candy if it was the morning, and, you know, one of my favorite beers if it was sometime o'clock. Knowing that there's a treat coming, if I sit down and look at how I'm doing with my money, that helped get me to the table. They're just little rewards. Swap in whatever it is that motivates you if it's not candy and beer, and schedule that money meeting with yourself if it's not something you're already doing. For more tips on saving more and spending less, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.